Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got your chance to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Got another one of those coming tonight. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm. Enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM's contest page on WQM.com and enter. Must be 21 or older to win and attend. Oh, man. Let's get to our headlines here, which are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Hey, Chris Haynes. Where's my Giannis meeting update, dude? I need to know if this guy's asking out pronto. Let's go, dude. I need some whale action. I'm fiending a little bit here, right? I need something. I need a rumor, a whisper, something. Some fodder. Even if it's no, just tell me something. Wasn't there supposed to be a meeting this week? He told me there was supposed to be a meeting this week. It's Thursday. No one's having a Friday meeting. You'd agree, Leroy. No one's having a Friday meeting, so the meeting has to be today, you would think.
I'm very confused. Did that coffee just hit right
now?
No,
I'm just
serious.
You have said words.
Wow.
First, let me tell you something right now. I had the cold brew from Vice City Bean downstairs, and I got to go there more. It's wildly underrated. Very good. Not an endorsement. Just letting you guys know. The Citadel. I think there's a Vice City Bean down in downtown as well. Way better than that bum Big Face coffee. If you guys try Vice City Bean and you want a little, have the cold brew. It's really good. But Leroy, seriously, you would agree.
Hey!
You would agree.
Hold on.
Where is my Giannis meeting, dude? Where are the facts of my Giannis meeting?
First, let me say this. Calm your ass down.
Why?
He's scary.
What's wrong?
Like, you are, what?
I'm just asking, baby. What do you mean?
Dude.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Like,
hmm?
Yeah, man. You look like you have some booger sugar. And man, you did something.
I mean, you know, maybe I've never indulged, but if I did, you know, maybe this is what it would feel like. But wow. I'm telling you, Leroy, you would agree. No one's having a meeting because I saw Giannis was in San Francisco, and so like, are they having the meeting on the West Coast? Because if you're flying out to a Giannis meeting, they called the meeting. So where would this meeting take place? Because I would figure that he wants to be in Milwaukee for the meeting. So why haven't we had any updates on the meeting?
Hey,
relax, man.
I just want to know where is Giannis.
Words.
I have thought about this, though.
You would think the meeting would be in Greece, don't you think?
Man, that seems like an excuse to get a vacation if I'm the front office. I don't know.
He's still in the city? You think
he was in the States? He was at like a graduation in the Bay. Because I know our friends, what was that dude's name? Shashki, what the hell was that guy's
Joe
name?
Shashki?
Shashki.
Yeah.
I know that they were talking about Giannis being in the Bay because everybody wants to do Giannis and Steph Curry together. They're trying to do the thing that I'm doing, which, by the way, get your own material, by the way, because I've said that Giannis and Bam, same agent. Now they're trying to do the same thing with Steph and Giannis, even though they don't have the same agent. They're under the same roof, though. So here's the thing, though. Where's my Giannis update, Leroy? Where is it? Because you got to figure like 9 a.m. West Coast. Giannis is trying to be very cute with the whole meeting thing. I don't know. I know I'm getting my hopes up and let down to get DeMar DeRozan. That's what I'm going to end up with, and I'm going to have to like it. But you know what I was thinking, Leroy? You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
Watching these playoffs, right? Watching these playoffs, you have three stars, essentially. Really four that are all shining for teams that didn't want them. You know, mm-hmm. Originally, if you really think about it, you know, we were talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, MVP yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, throwing for the Paul George trade.
Mm-hmm.
And look at him now. Paul George is a Sixer. He's MVP. You look at the Knicks. They got Jalen Brunson. Mavs didn't want him. They didn't want him.
That's crazy.
Overlooked him. Is he worth the money? What is Jalen Brunson? Tyrese Halliburton. He was a king. Traded for Sabonis.
Yep.
Woo! And even if you really want to look at Minnesota, yes, they have Ant-Man, who's their own. But Julius Randle, killing it for him. Been a win-win trade for him. But he's having probably his best playoffs he's had because he was not a very good playoff player for the Knicks.
He was always hurt.
Hurt, and also very good. So it made me think about the Miami Heat having to get into the old DGs, you know? That's damaged goods. And so what I'm thinking, Leroy, this is just me.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got to revisit the Zion thing. I think we got to revisit it, dude. I know that you're not too fond of it because you're worried about the weight. You're worried about the missed games. But we got to get some talent in here, baby. And someone's going to buy low on that guy, and it's going to pay off for him. Why not us? Everybody else shopped at the DGs, and look at him now. Well, I wouldn't say Halliburton was DGs. I mean, he was more like, let's get this feathery Sabonis Lithuanian kid in here. But I could have told you that wasn't going to work out. And now look at your franchise. So all I'm just saying, dude, Leroy, don't ignore me on this. Just look at me.
Look at him look in at the me. Eye, Leroy.
Let's just take it. Just. I'm not telling you to buy him. I'm not telling you to buy him. But wear the Zions around the store for a little bit, baby. What do you think?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Someone's going to cash in on that kid. Why not us?
Nope.
As long as he gets his head on straight, okay? Head on straight, not too focused on Ashtron, okay?
Come on, man.
What?
Come on, man.
What? He might be mature by the time he gets down here.
Ain't no man could be mature. Listen, Jesus Christ could not be tempted, could not avoid temptation if he comes down to Ashtron, this city with Ashtron. Stop it.
Everybody on
it's going to take, all it's going to take, to be honest with you, is one stroll on the wrong beach.
A good beach.
But we could probably get him for the cheapskies, dude.
Talking about Holover?
Well.
South Beach.
South Beach.
South Beach, yeah.
South Beach. The only problem with South Beach is.
Unless he wants to see some old wrinkled ones.
Canadians?
At Holover.
Canadians?
Zion's like, I thought this was going to be a lot crazier over here on Holover Beach.
It's a pretty beach.
For the old.
Leroy.
Yes.
You don't think that this has been a, like, people, they say copycat league, right? Everybody's looking. Guys who are overlooked. And in a lot of ways, look, that worked for Jimmy. Jimmy was kind of overlooked at his other two stops and then came here, worked out good for the Heat. Why not having another guy with look at me. Just a little bit of baggage. A little bit of baggage. Why won't he look at me, J-Fig?
I don't know.
Why
what
are
you? What are
me?
You doing, Leroy?
Leroy? Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
You're texting? What
look
are you
at your boy
I'm not
eyes.
Doing nothing. I'm not looking.
No, but you're not looking at
him.
The man has
he's
talked
to you. He's trying
to
talk to you.
Don't you see he's come down?
You don't think... I'm just saying it took this,
look
right?
Look at the baby blues.
Salary filler and the 20th pick for Zion. Okay, let's match him up with some expirings. All right, Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, and I give him the 20th pick. You want to do it?
Here's what I don't want. And you can put whatever twist you want on this.
Mm-hmm.
If the thing that has plagued this team for the last 2 or 3 years have been injuries, why on God's green earth would I go out and get an injured player?
Great question. Great question. Because you want to know what's plagued us more than injuries? No buckets. We need buckets, dude. We need a bucket getter.
You know what can't get you no buckets? Ass in seat.
Well, that's fair. But that's why you got to roll the dice a little bit.
No, I'm not rolling the dice.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
You wanted to roll the dice with Jimmy.
I did.
And you would have been... And then you would have been singing
now
the blues.
Now I want to roll the dice on 24-year-old Jimmy.
Move on. You don't take no accountability.
I'm taking accountability.
No,
we're trying
not.
To here. Come on.
No, you still haven't said more. Whew, was I wrong about the Jimmy thing?
I have said that. I have said that. You're trying to lash out and say I haven't had that. Leroy, we haven't had a
chance. You, here, you were wrong about Jimmy. So that means you need to take a break.
No, that's not fair.
You need to take a break.
I'm not going to take a break.
All of the guys you want to bring in have been busted up.
That's not fair. We haven't gotten any of the guys that I wanted to bring
Dame?
In. Yeah. Oh, that would have been awesome.
But that's now.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to happen. Tell you what's going to happen.
Y'all ready
for me to tell you we don't need no mid-range expert?
That's what you're going to get.
Okay. But here's what's going to happen. And I'm telling you. The Heat are going to get Zion.
Yeah. Say it again.
Right?
What?
He's going to ball out.
Yeah.
He's going to get like all NBA second team or something like that.
He's going to play 70 games?
He gonna play 70 games.
I love it.
Then you're going to max him out, and his ass going to get hurt.
No.
Nah.
That's what's happening.
Come on, Leroy. You got some better. Yo, you know what?
I'm playing. Wait, Vlad, I don't care what y'all tell me. I'm playing the percentages.
Okay.
If it doesn't work that way, great. Okay? But if you think that all of a sudden he's going to come here and be anything different than what he's been, then that's shame on you.
Okay, well, listen here, payroll Picasso. Okay, he's just starting an extension that just started. His extension goes for the next 4 years, and there's outs if he doesn't reach games.
I just told you what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, but they don't have to extend him anytime soon. His deal goes all the way until 28, 29. What's right. I'm just asking. Okay.
What's the harm?
Yeah, what's the harm?
The harm is he doesn't play.
What do we have
right
now?
The harm is he plays the way he's been playing the last 3 years.
What do we have right now? Okay. We have nothing.
But guess what? If you get Zion and he's sitting on the bench, you have nothing. So
we're in the same place. And what did I give up? A first round pick? Big deal.
And you're paying 40, 50 million.
You're gonna have to pay money somehow. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying, pay somebody.
Should I pay Terry Rozier?
No, hell no.
Exactly.
Give me some more options.
No, this is the one I want to talk about right now because we're talking.
No, you can't. No.
No, I don't want to.
That's like asking me what you want for dinner. I got chicken.
Okay, but I don't want to talk about the KD. We've talked about the KD.
Always good with chicken.
We've talked about the KD thing to death. Okay. We've talked about the Giannis thing, probably a pipe dream. Okay, I'm trying to be mature here. This is a guy who could be available, who's got a lot of baggage, but I'm just saying,
wait,
baby.
Why do you want to set yourself up when you've already conceded he's coming with baggage?
Dunks. Like, he can dunk the ball, dude. I mean, like, a windmill jam. Dude, second year.
Dude.
Second year.
He is. Dude, can I just tell you?
Hmm?
Next time you go buy a car, can I be there?
60% shooting for his career, Leroy.
Huh?
60% shooting for his career.
Yeah, because he's played half of the games that he's
shooting. That's not fair, dude.
Wait, of the amount of games he could possibly have played, has he played in 40% of them?
I think he's missed way more than he's played.
Wait! Does anybody... I'm trying to be fiscally sound here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does that... like?
They said Tim Hardaway was cooked when he came here.
Okay, that's...
They said he was.
Oh, my God.
They said that.
But he still had a bad
name. So, Leroy, do you not believe in the culture?
Do I believe in the culture? I believe in the culture, but the culture can't do nothing for injuries.
We turned Philly cheese into Dwayne Wade 1 year.
And then you paid him, and then what happened?
Big mistake.
Right!
Big mistake. So- but this is outs! This is outs! We have outs!
Dude, like...
If you had to choose one from Schmeathen, okay, Schmeathen asks, you have to choose one. No choice.
Why are you pigeonholing me?
Because you have to choose. Zion or Trae Young?
Zion. I don't want a garden gnome. You can't have
What you're saying is you agree with him.
No, I don't.
What about Ja?
I don't need your help.
What about Ja? Ja or Zion?
Who are you giving up?
You got to give a lot more to get Ja because they're going to ask for a lot more.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm going to say 3 first-round picks.
No.
Jovic.
No.
Okay,
no.
So you'd rather go John the Zion on the Jeepskis.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Because here, there's nobody that I could put Ja with or Trae with that's not going to have the two guards looking like Swiss cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And then... to make it even worse, you're going to get two guys who aren't very tall. And Jaws, he has a propensity of getting hurt too.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to know how to land.
Right. So, like, dude, here's what I want to do. I want to be able, for 70 games a year, the guy that you bring in to be your primary scorer, I want you to be able to say he's going to be there for 70 games.
Well, that's Trae.
No, he's a garden gnome.
Okay, well, when you're shopping for DGs, dude.
Who's going to, okay, when you play Indiana, who's he going to guard?
Probably Halley, I would guess. Halliburton, Nesmith, one of the shooters.
Wait, what?
So Trae Young is going to guard Halliburton.
Going to guard somebody. They'll have a turnstile off.
And we're going to have this. We're going to have this conversation.
You want to put him on Siakam?
Well, listen, Leroy. There's not many great D2A players. So if you got a guy, who's
no. But here, I'm not saying he got to be D Wade on defense. But he got to be able to hold his own. I'm not saying he's going to be all defensive team. Okay? But the guys we talking about lack defense. And you can't have two guards that lack defense. You think if they saying now, oh, we just wanted to pick on Tyler. What they going to say when Trae get there? We say we want to just put a butt in his face at all times. Back him down. Back that ass up.
Yeah, that's why I'm also saying, like, you're going to have – you have –
Trae going to be back there.
But that's why I like – I kind of like the Zion. Like, it's a little bit of a weird fit with Bam, but if you kind of have him as, like, your point forward and, you know
– Then what are you going to do for shooting?
Well, Tyler. You got Tyler. Tyler can shoot the lights out. And
– Every team has two or three shooters on the floor.
Yeah, you need to find another shooter. Because your two bigs are not necessarily shooters. Bam showed a capability to shoot.
Is Zion considered a big?
No. I mean, he's 6'6", I think ball in his hands. But I tell you what he is. He's a paint murderer. He is a paint murderer. And they don't have that. Like, he can kill in the paint, Leroy. When healthy, of course. All things being healthy. And non-horny. I'm honestly more worried about that. I'm more worried about that than I am the health.
So you're the Triple H. In his list of Triple H's, there's hoops, horny, health.
That's right.
Which one's number one for him?
Seems like number one concern?
Or number one priority? Seems like it's horny. And we could add another four. We could add another fourth H. He always seems to be hungry, too.
He's the great wrestler, Quadruple H.
Hey,
he's involved in Quadruple H.
Vlad, can somebody please answer this question?
It's all about the game, but can he play it?
It's all about the ass.
Can somebody please answer this question? If we telling these jokes now, is that a guy you want to depend and put your franchise on?
Yes, because we're just cracking jokes now because we need to crack jokes. NBA free agency hasn't started yet. So
I don't want to hear from you, Knicks fan.
I would legitimately.
I'm actually being real here.
I would legitimately be fired up if we got Zion. I would be really excited.
Dude, I'm going to say this right
now. Maybe it's the maybe I'm scarred from the last 2 years.
Of what?
Just guys that you depend on not being available.
But they got hurt.
So, Vlad, that's my point.
But they got hurt.
So why would you bring somebody in
because they're young and
played less games than them?
Because they're younger. Jimmy was old.
Wait.
He was
Tyler's older. Tyler's not. Is Tyler older than Zion?
By a couple months.
Yeah. A couple of months.
Okay.
So they ain't that much old.
So wait a minute. Okay.
He'll be 25 next month.
So you questioned Tyler, right? And his health issues. And then did Tyler not?
Yeah, but Tyler had legitimate, like,
bone breaks.
Right. There's a difference. Then you getting, pulling a fat. And when I mean pulling a fat, hammy, bad back, that's all.
And not drama off the court.
Right. And no drama off the court. Tyler, I was more willing to hang in there with Tyler because of the weirdness of his injuries, right? I get that he was hurt, but they were like some weird hustle injury, break his hand. You know, stuff like that.
But every one of these teams, they had a guy that was a little overlooked by an organization, and look at him thriving.
Listen, so
but not their main guy.
No, that's not true. Halliburton?
Well, Halliburton, did Halliburton even play for
a year?
Yeah, he did. Played for Sacramento. He played for Sacramento.
Now they have none of them.
And they didn't like him because it was awkward.
Chose Fox. They chose Fox. They brought
in
Sabonis.
And he ain't there either.
And
Brunson, like, Brunson is a bona fide scorer, right? But maybe they had questions about his defense.
No, they just didn't want to. They didn't want to pay him.
They didn't want
to. They wanted to pay him because they thought he was on the small side, right?
Got to be sick if you're a Mavericks fan.
Well, not
at least they're getting Cooper Flagg though.
But here's the thing, though. They also got Kyrie after that.
Right.
That's true.
But that's what I'm saying.
And Sacramento, they had DeAndre.
Another guy, by the way, damaged goods. How low was his reputation going to Dallas? Everybody was rats off a ship on Kyrie, Leroy. Everybody. You got to listen, Pat Riley. You got to have some cajones, dude. It's a little bit of a risk, but it's not that much of a risk. Especially if the other stuff doesn't work out. Let's be real about it. It's hocus pocus, right?
I can't believe I'm going to help you out, man. I think Zion should go to Miami. Bro.
Me too.
You got UD. Right, you got listen, Zoe. Come on, man.
Here.
Come on, Leroy.
All I'm saying is this. There's one thing to know what you're getting. There's another thing to hope that you can get. And I think this is a situation where you would be hoping that you can get this player, right? Hoping you can get the player that he hasn't shown for a majority of his career for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even counting the kind of emotions that are going to be activated when he get down here and all his son. I hope one of the motivations is sweating.
The horny's gonna wear off. Give him one summer.
I know. Those blue, I don't know about that. Not if you
I
get
got married. All right,
that's wait. Too much. Too much.
Wait. I got married when I was 40.
You smart.
I'm just saying. Like I'm just being honest that like.
Well, maybe he comes into a locker room where it's a little more settled down. Bam's
got
Asia.
Women. He got women.
Tyler's got his little family.
He got women tattooing their face.
That was a bit.
A bit?
Wasn't for real.
Okay.
Yeah, but he hasn't. If he goes down the street.
Come on, man.
Ain't no
like,
way.
Listen, again, at least give me this. Even if I would say, okay, I would be good with Zion.
Yeah.
You can't know what you're going to get. You can only hope. That is terrifying when you're trying to find somebody you can depend on.
But this is the beauty of them keeping their pick, because now you can like one of the things that would have been scary is if they would have had their pick this year, unless obviously the improbability, which the league fixed it for Dallas, but the improbability that they would have gotten it. Now, let's say he does stink up the joint and he is injured. Well, all right. Blew up in our face. Roll the dice. We'll see what we get next year. There is a point where the Heat have to figure out that they are in a good year to risk stuff because there's nothing to lose.
Here's what I would say. They're in a position now where anybody who's available is a risk. So from that standpoint, the only risk that you wouldn't have is if you stayed pat. And if you do that, you're going to lose. People are going to lose their minds.
Chico and Gordo says, Tobin.
Who's Chico and Gordo?
New chatter.
Oh, it's a
Chico
podcast.
Gordo's supposed
it's a podcast.
All right, I got you.
Tobin, you make me question life sometimes.
You question life.
What the hell happened? Did you just drink from his Celsius? What the hell happened?
Wait.
What the what?
How about this? Chico. We were in Vegas, and I thought I was a prize fighter walking through the casino one night. He just started shadow boxing. I didn't know whether I need to put my mouthpiece in or, like, what we doing?
Dennis says, what's wrong with little tanksies, baby?
You're not tanking.
But we have now a parachute to do it if we want to, you know?
So, like, see, and that's where I don't want to run it back and – I think sometimes free agency works like this. You can only get who's available, right? And so from that standpoint, sometimes you end up with a guy like Zion because that's who was available or that's who you could get, because there's a lot of teams for all the other stars that are available that have way much more crap to offer than the Miami Heat. So every time the Heat have to make a trade, it's like a 4 or 5 team deal. You get him, you get him,
You get him, you get him. Ah, we get the
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm not saying that any of it is possible, but just going out and trading for Zion, like, he's amazing. I'm not questioning his ability to play basketball. But with the conversations that Pat Riley has just had, it would almost seem a little hypocritical that you go get a guy that's played fewer games than any of the guys you complained about.
Not hypocritical.
What is it? What would it be called?
Because he's not asking for an extension. Like, there's nothing hypocritical about it.
What do you mean? I'm not talking about an extension.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking about current contract.
There's nothing. You're bringing in talent. That's what it is. You're buying low on talent.
But talent on the bench is not talent.
Agreed. But
how many games? Okay. Over or under games played for Zion with the Miami Heat next year?
72.
Wait, no.
I would take that bet every day of the week.
Time out. Let's make it real. 65 is better.
So he's got to make the threshold?
He's got to make the threshold.
He makes the threshold.
65.
He'll make the threshold.
He did play 70 games 1 year, right? Or 72?
He did before, the year before this.
1 year.
And then he blew out his hand.
You know why you can't laugh at that? Because mm-hmm. Tua was only healthy for 1 year, and you were saying pay that man the money.
Mm-hmm.
Different position, though.
Franchise player, franchise quarterback, same difference.
He's not going to – you think Zion will be a franchise player?
He
is a franchise player. I mean, he's a franchise talent.
He just doesn't play. Franchise talent. He ain't a franchise – he ain't a franchise player.
Got to change it up. Got to get him out of the stew of the Pelicans.
That's what I'm trying to get you away from.
Why?
You – or the guy that thinks, but if he's here, it'll be different.
Yeah.
And I'm the guy that's saying, you can't think that way.
Why?
You can trade for him, but understand that he's probably going to be who he's been. If not, it's a bonus.
Yeah, but it's also not that big a risk.
Why not?
Yeah, give it up a first.
Isn't that your money?
First round pick. You're going to pay the money anyway. I'm going to pay Duncan Robinson and Terry Rozier. I'm going to pay Zion. And then you can get out of the contract. It's not guaranteed. I told you.
Or
mm-hmm.
he plays well for 1 year.
He's already under contract for four more years.
Okay, so you can't even.
He's not going. He's not going to be, you know.
So do they, down. Like, as these, here, as these incentives go, do those years become guaranteed? Did you look into that?
Yes. As the more games, then the more becomes guaranteed.
I like.
We got to take a break. We're way over.
It's your fault. Coming in here hot.
Disagree. You.
Oh, you did come in hot, bro.
You came in hot.
You finished hot.
I didn't finish hot. I'm trying to finish reasonably.
Call the second.
Like
a hot
I
pocket.
Understand. I'm calling everything what it is.
Hey yo.
But for people to think that it like just because he comes down here, he's going to be different. Like, come on.
I thought for sure I was going to get the minus one button, not that button.
That wasn't you.
Oh.
Well, wait, who said he finished hot? It was crazy. That's wild.
Back after this.